And welcome back to Inside Training Camp. Bo Wolf here with Eagles tight end Brent Celekin. Brent, you know, you are one of the longest tenured guys on this team. New location, new coach, new practices. How different is this training camp?
Well, it's a lot different. First of all, being able to sleep in your own bed is very nice. Being here at the facility is a place where we're at during the whole season is nice. So it's a good change. And practice is a little different. You hear the music going on. The tempo of practice is a little bit different, but it's good. You know, change sometimes can be great.
You know, you mentioned sleeping in your own bed. When the news came that we were going to be having training camp here, one of the things we heard from fans was a worry that there wouldn't be as much opportunity for forming that camaraderie at night. Tell us about how you guys are still able to do that.
Well, we're together from, you know, 8 in the morning till 8 at night, so I don't think that's an issue. You know, being around each other all day is pretty good, and eating all of our meals together. So I don't see any issues with that at all.
Plus, you guys, it's not like you were hanging out all night at Lehigh anyway. You were getting sleep there too, right?
Yeah, we were getting sleep there. I mean, when you have tough practices, once it hits, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, you're sleeping. So
we've got the Patriots coming in today. How excited are you to finally be able to line up against somebody else after the guys you've been going up against all camp so far?
That's definitely exciting. Being able to go against somebody else, not on our team, being able to compete a little bit, especially before a game gets going, it's nice because it's just a little intro before the preseason. Get your blood flowing a little bit.
Now, you had talked in the spring about how excited you were about the communication on the offense, how it was going to change things in the NFL a little bit. We finally have a game on Friday. Are you excited to see how things are going to work in a game situation?
I am. You know, just seeing how it works in practice and then seeing how it's going to work today against the Patriots give us a little bit of insight. But I am excited to see how it'll work during a game, and we'll see on Friday.
You think we probably won't see the full extent of it, right? They're going to maybe hide some stuff?
Maybe.
Chip has, when he was talking about the tight end situation a couple days ago, said that if the season started today, you know, you would be probably the number one main tight end guy, the versatile guy on the line, James Casey in the backfield, and maybe Zach Ertz split out wide. Do you see those defined roles, or do you think your guys are a little more interchangeable?
I would say, you know, mine is a little more defined. The other guys can pretty much do everything. Those guys are versatile, so they can be split out. They can be in line. Those guys can do a lot of things, and they're very good. So gives us a lot of versatility on offense with them.
Is there a sense of pride, though, in being the more traditional tight end?
The least athletic.
The strongest, though, right?
Yeah.
That's the way you got to look at it.
No, I mean, that's who I am. And, you know, I accept that. And, you know, hopefully can help this team, you know, go all the way in that role.
You know, I had mentioned it earlier, and you get it all the time, questions about you being one of the more longest-tenured guys on the team. But do you resent that a little bit? I mean, you're still 28 years old. You're still a young guy.
No, I love it. I love it. You know, to be able to be in one place, you know, for 7 years is pretty amazing. So, and especially in a city like Philly.
At the same time, what do you feel like is down the road for you?
Lots of success, hopefully. You know, we've got big goals here in Philly, and you know, our ultimate goal is to win the big one. So that's what we're working towards.
I do want to ask you about Casey and Ertz, those guys. What have you seen from them so far?
Oh, they're doing great. Both very good tight ends, very versatile, can do pretty much anything. So they open up the offense and allow us to do things with, you know, three tight ends that, you know, most teams wouldn't be able to do.
Can you explain sort of the dynamic of having a guy like Zach Ertz come in as a rookie, balancing sort of, you know, helping him along as a veteran, but also competing with him?
Well, I don't see the competing thing too much anymore at the age I'm at. It's mm-hmm. It's more about helping this team win, and anything I can do to help Zach become a better player to help this team, I'm going to do. So whatever we can do to, I mean, he'll do the same with me. Whatever we can do to make each other better, we've got to do.
What's that tight end meeting room been like so far? You got a new coach in Ted Williams. You've also got some other young guys there. What's that dynamic been like?
Well, there's a lot of people this time. Usually we're in camp with 4 or 5 tight ends. Now we got 7. So it's a lot different. And then we have 2 coaches, which is good. get insight from two different people, and you know, you can bounce ideas off. I really like it. Everyone in there is very communicative, and you know, you can get things done.
And how's Coach Williams been having watched him with the running backs for so long? Now he's your guy.
He's good. I mean, I've known Coach Williams for a long time, and he's a great coach, and you know, brings a lot of insight to the tight end position.
All right. Well, Brent Celek, we're looking forward to seeing you guys against the Patriots the next couple of days, but most importantly, Friday at Lincoln Financial Field. Brent Celek back with more on Inside Training Camp.